Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today, our special guest from Municipal Stadium in San Jose, the voice of the San Jose Giants, Joe Rizzo. And Joe, another season where there's a lot of optimism for the San Jose Giants, and that's not new because this team has had 12 consecutive winning seasons. What do you like about this team, just looking at the roster and the early part of this season, that gives everybody the optimism?
Well, thanks for having me, Joe. I think balance and just a club that looks like they've got a little bit of everything is why the San Jose Giants should be very competitive once again in the California League. You've got four of the top 10 prospects in the organization, two position players, two starting pitchers, so you have that nice balance. You've got an outfield, three starters out there that are essentially three center fielders, so they're going to cover a lot of ground, a lot of power on the corner spots of the infield, a six-man starting rotation, many of which are considered top prospects in this organization, and some real hard throwers in the bullpen. So I know manager Lipso Nava just loves the overall makeup of this team, and there's no reason to think why this club can't make it 13 winning seasons in a row.
Well, there are going to be 31 games on Comcast's Hometown Network, which is great, and I'm working most of those with you, and it's a pleasure to do those games. And we had a chance to see the Giants on opening day, opening night, and Andrew Suarez, he looked really good as the ace pitcher of this staff. What are you expecting from him?
Yeah, Andrew, a second-round pick just last year, and already a big game pitcher. He threw in a lot of big games, important games in college at the University of Miami. He pitched in the College World Series there. He's been drafted three times already, including twice in the second round. He turned the Nationals down after his third year in college, came back for a fourth season, and the Giants were very pleased to take him once again in the second round. And they believe, the Giants do, that he's a left-hander that could move very quickly through this system. I hear polish is the big thing with Suarez. He can throw four pitches for strikes, fastball, low 90s mainly, a real good slider. He'll mix in the changeup and the curveball as well. But just, again, very polished and poised, has a plan out there, doesn't get rattled. We saw that on opening night, big crowd, adrenaline, and he went out there and dominated from the get-go. So someone that is going to carry, I think, this San Jose rotation for however long he is in the California League. And if things go according to plan, he's absolutely a guy that you could very well see in Double A before the year is up.
Well, he definitely didn't have any opening night jitters. Now, for Sam Coonrod, maybe he did have his first outing jitters a little bit. He didn't seem to be himself early in the game, but a lot is expected of him. The Giants even took a look at him in Major League Spring Training.
Yeah, he's been is a guy that's been around a year longer. He was a 2014 draftee, but looks to be a real nice find for the Giants in the fifth round when you consider as well that he didn't put up big numbers in college like Suarez did at Miami. Coonrod out of Southern Illinois is kind of that guy you draft more on potential. And I think maybe has a little bit of a higher ceiling even than Suarez because he can bring it mid-90s. I even saw 97, 98 out of Coonrod in the playoffs last year in the California League. A little bit of adrenaline, I think. But a very good slider, best breaking pitch, they said in the South Atlantic League last year when he was with Augusta. And, yeah, a little shaky. I think the adrenaline maybe got to him. He gave up a couple of runs early in his first start and then had a wild pickoff attempt that led to a couple of more runs. But eventually settled down and struck out seven batters in four innings. That gives you an idea about the kind of stuff that he has. Really, it's 1A and 1B here with Suarez and Coonrod and a very nice left-right combination to have.
We'll get back to the conversation with Joe Rizzo, play-by-play announcer with the San Jose Giants, in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Contos.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. roughs along there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, just with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now back to the conversation with Joe Rizzo, play-by-play announcer with the San Jose Giants. Well, you're used to seeing great pitching here in San Jose. I mean, over the years, for sure. Last year, this team led the minor leagues as far as strikeouts. You're seeing the velocity of these pitchers that's really off the charts. I mean, you saw Ray Black last year. He throws over 100. Jake Smith, also high 90s. You've seen Josh Osich pitch here, Hunter Strickland, all of these guys. So is it becoming commonplace that you're going to see blazing fastballs on the mound here?
Absolutely, and especially out of the bullpen. I think it's going to be fun for comparison's sake to look at the 2013 bullpen we had in San Jose and compare it to the 2015 bullpen and see how many big leaguers come out of both, because the 2013 pen has already seen Josh Osich. Hunter Strickland was a big-time reliever in San Jose that year. Cody Hall has made it. Derek Law is right on the cusp as well. All real hard throwers from the 2013 San Jose bullpen. You mentioned last year Ray Black, who was the best fastball I've ever seen in the California League. San Jose or an opposing team. I mean, he was regularly over 100 and topped out even at 103 on a few occasions here. So if he can stay healthy, that's going to be someone that has a chance to move real quick. And you talked about Jake Smith and Ian Gardeck, who unfortunately is having Tommy John surgery and is going to miss this year. But it just seems like the Giants are able to churn out these hard-throwing relievers year after year. We get a chance to see them in San Jose, and it's an important step on their development as they continue to move up.
It's not just about velocity, too. I mean, I think the Giants have done a great job developing pitchers, period, because Ty Block doesn't throw that hard. Clayton Blackburn is a guy who really just seems to know how to pitch, and they are also on the cusp of, you know, trying to reach the Giants. They were very impressive in spring training, especially Blackburn. It looked like he could make the team if there was an injury.
Yeah, Blackburn had a great year last season with Sacramento. He led the Pacific Coast League in ERA, and had the big league club had some injury issues, and guys like Matt Cain might not have been ready to break camp, then we may have seen Clayton Blackburn on the opening day roster. But I believe you'll see him at some point, whether it's as a starter or a long man this year in the major leagues. And given the uncertainty past this season with the San Francisco rotation, this is the next wave of starting pitchers, and who is going to get that opportunity? Is it going to be Blackburn? Is it going to be Ty Block? Kyle Crick needs a bounce back year in Double-A, but he's still being used as a starter. The organization likes him there. Adalberto Mejia is another young lefty the club is very high on. And then you've got the guys here in San Jose. I think Coonrod and Suarez, the top of the list, both have a chance to move quick.
There are some really interesting position players here in San Jose that could make their way up to San Francisco eventually. Let's start with Chris Shaw. He's a first-round draft pick, a supplemental pick, lots of power out of Boston College, a big guy, left-handed hitter. What kind of expectations do you think there are for him here?
Well, high expectations on the whole, but at the same time, I think the organization is very aware that he is beginning his first full professional season. He was drafted just last June. And a top pick, supplemental first round. So obviously he's someone the club is very high on, but played in the Northwest League last year with Salem Kaiser. So it is a big jump, skipping over Augusta up here to the Cal League. There are pitchers in this league that are in their third, fourth, fifth years of pro ball, and it can take a little while to get that adjustment. But once he does get settled in, especially with so many great hitters' parks in the Cal League, I would expect he's going to put up some big numbers. They've got him over there at first base and batting in the fourth spot in the order, and just someone that when you watch him take batting practice, it's a different sound that comes off the bat. It reminds me of a Mack Williamson or an Angel Villalona when they were here in San Jose, that raw power that you seemingly just can't teach. So hopefully it translates into games, and sooner rather than later, I expect he'll have a very nice season in San Jose.
We'll have more with San Jose Giants play-by-play announcer Joe Rizzo in just a moment.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access! Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
We've already had a lot of fun watching Jose Vizcaino here early in the season. Opening night, he broke a couple, three bats, I think, up there. And then the next day, he comes up and he hits a home run. And it seemed like, you know, wow, where did he get a bat? He must have run out of them. Well, his dad, Jose Vizcaino Sr., who played in the major leagues for a long time, he found a bat for him. He called his best friend, Albert Pujols, and he got a bat for him. So the advantages of playing, you know, as a kid and growing up in a family where your dad was in the major leagues, do you think he'll, you know, use that to his advantage throughout the year?
Oh, absolutely. And we've talked about it on the CHN telecast already, that Jose Jr. is a different kind of player than his father. His father, kind of that guy who could bounce around the infield, more of a utility guy, not a lot of power. Jose Jr., he's got power, and we saw that opening weekend here in San Jose. And he's just like Chris Shaw, in that he was drafted only last June. Jose Jr. out of Santa Clara nearby, a seventh-round pick, but was an all-star up there with Salem Keizer. And so far, so good. He seems to be making the adjustment well in San Jose, and we're going to see him at third base just about every night, I think.
You know, what have you noticed about players that have played locally and then they come here to San Jose? There's got to be a lot of comfort. He played at Santa Clara. So, you know, there's got to be a lot of friends and family that come and watch him in the stands. But, you know, you've seen it throughout the years. Brandon Crawford grew up in the Bay Area, went away to UCLA, but he grew up here. Nate Sherholtz, you know, guys who are Bay Area guys that are trying to make it to the Giants. Are there some pressures in there that maybe we don't know about that they're kind of feeling?
I think there's absolutely pressure, and we see it someone like Martin Augusta, the former second-round pick who's from Sacramento, went to St. Mary's, a Giants fan growing up. He really struggled initially in San Jose in his first year. Now he's back, and he's really settling into a role and one of the top strikeout guys on this staff. I'll throw out Joe Biagini as well, who just made his Major League debut in the Toronto bullpen. He is from Santa Clara, went to UC Davis, a Giants fan growing up, and had a nice season in San Jose a couple of years ago, an all-star in Double-A last year. He settled in immediately in the California League. Unfortunately, the Giants didn't protect him in the Rule 5 draft. They just didn't have any open spots for him, and the Blue Jays picked him up, and he's now in the big league bullpen. So it can kind of cut both ways. I think initially you have that pressure. This is, you know, Giants country. You're playing in front of friends and family and real hardcore Giants fans. But once you get settled in, it's the same game, and guys usually have a lot of success here.
It's got to be really satisfying for you, too, to see these guys make it up to the major leagues pretty quickly. And sometimes there are surprises. I don't know that when you were watching Matt Duffy or Trevor Brown that you thought when they were in the Cal League, oh, yeah, that's a surefire major league player. But they've turned into major league players. Duffy is really turned into a spectacular player now for the Giants. He was close to being the Rookie of the Year. Trevor Brown hit that home run against the Dodgers, and you know he's a part of the team. So does that happen where you know you take a look at it and raise your eyebrows? I'm a little surprised that guy could develop that way.
Yeah, it is fun to watch from our perspective. I mean, 14 of the 25 players on the opening day roster in San Francisco are homegrown and played here in San Jose. And with Matt Duffy, he only played here for about a month at the end of the 2013 season, and you could kind of tell that he had that little something extra. The way he handled himself, the way he played the game, everything just kind of came so natural for him. Now, I don't think anyone saw him having an impact in the big league so soon, right? He came up less than a year later and was a part of the World Series run kind of off the bench in 2014, and then obviously the great year last season. So I think everyone was a little surprised how quick that he made it. Now, Trevor Brown was someone that was a backup catcher in San Jose in 2014 and was struggling for a long time just to even hit 200 in the Cal League. It's amazing when you think about it. Well, what happened was there were some injuries with some catchers in AAA, and the organization looked at Trevor Brown and said, well, you know what, he played at UCLA, he's been around a little bit, we think we can put him up in AAA, and at least he can hold his own and catch a few days a week. He goes up to AAA and hits 300. And it's just a great story of someone taking advantage of his opportunity. And then, of course, he gets the chance in San Francisco at the end of last year and turns some heads. And now he's hitting home runs to to beat the Dodgers. So it's amazing. Trevor Brown, a great story.
Yeah, he's a great kid, too. As we finish up, I have to give you a lot of credit because you really have to love baseball to grind it out in the minor leagues, you know, especially at this level. It's not easy. You guys have long bus trips, and you keep doing it year after year. So what keeps you going through a long minor league season where you don't have the perks of being, you know, a major league announcer or even a AAA announcer, which is, you know, I think just a lot easier of a season to go through?
Well, for me personally, having grown up in the Bay Area, having grown up going to San Francisco and San Jose Giants games, this is a dream job for me when it comes to broadcasting minor league baseball. It's hard to envision being anywhere else in the minor leagues. So I absolutely love it. You know, you get a chance to get to know these players up close. You mentioned the bus rides and the hotels, maybe a little subpar, but it kind of brings a group together. And, you know, these players are very young, and they're all willing to talk to the media and let me into their lives, and I absolutely love it. And then on top of that, as we've talked about, so many great teams here in San Jose, and the number of championships have been won, and the 12 straight winning seasons. So that's just kind of the icing on the cake that you get a chance to watch such great baseball in San Jose.
By the way, I was going to say, from personal experience, if your bus breaks down, that's a great opportunity because you probably get to know the players better than when you're sitting there waiting for a replacement bus than any other time. So I'm not jinxing you here, but you know, you never know. If you have a broken down bus, it could be good.
It's happened before. We have broken down, not often, but it's happened on the Interstate 5 in the middle of the night, and what can you do except kind of bond and laugh about it and come together, because there's nothing you can do. You're all in the same boat.
All right, Joe, hey, thanks a lot. Have a great season with the San Jose Giants.
All right, thanks for having me, Joe.
That's San Jose Giants play-by-play announcer Joe Rizzo. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll talk about the Giants series with the Arizona Diamondbacks with a special guest. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.